Right. Our heading or topic today for our sermon is Following Jesus in Hospitality and Showing Unusual Kindness. Following Jesus in Hospitality and Showing Unusual Kindness. We have already been told that this is a Christian Education Week and is a week for learning, a week for being taught. And I want to say that there is nothing so important like accepting to sit down and to be taught by God through His Word as He uses His servants. So in my sermon today, I will share with you on that topic. And I'll put it this way, showing unusual kindness as that one of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I want to say hospitality here is embraced in kindness. So when we talk about hospitality, we are talking about kindness because hospitality is actually kindness also, you know, an element of kindness. So as I go through my little sermon this morning, I want to cover three things here. I want to define what kindness is, and I want to look at what the Bible says very briefly about kindness and, of course, hospitality. And then finally, I'll talk about three examples, biblical examples, about this kindness or people who showed kindness and hospitality that we must all follow because we want to learn to be kind and generous. So, what is kindness? Now, looking at the dictionary, Oxford Dictionary, these three meanings come out very well. One is caring about others. Caring about others. Secondly, being friendly. Being friendly is one way of showing kindness. So, and then thirdly, being generous. In fact, the same dictionary is saying, you know, it can also be being considerate. Being considerate. So remember, caring about others, being friendly, and being generous, being considerate, and all that. So when we talk about these words, hospitality and kindness, and I've already said that hospitality is actually embraced in kindness, we are talking about great things. Caring about others, just caring, and being friendly, and also being generous and being considerate, all that. And I think God is telling us today, we must learn to have this quality, the quality of caring about others, being friendly. And it's good to remember that when you are not friendly to people, kindness is moving away from you, and yet God is calling you and I to be kind to other people. The second thing I want now to share is about what the Bible says concerning kindness and hospitality. One is that if you look at the whole Bible, you will notice that is full of that aspect of kindness. And we can begin from Genesis, because God, in his kindness and his love, he decided to create man in his own image. Imagine you and I are created in God's image. God just chose, out of his kindness and his love, to actually create us in his own image. And as you go further, you can see that when man sinned, God never threw human beings away from him, but he continued loving human beings who he made in his own image. And we know at the end, even after we sinned so much, God loved us so much and gave us his only son to die for us, to give us eternal life. That is God's kindness that we cannot even explain. It is so, it's enormous kind of kindness. So I do not need to give you many references, but John 3:16 is very, very, very important verse to show something about God's kindness, that even when we were far away and sinning and disobeying him, he loved us so much that he gave us his only son to bring us to him. Another verse from the Bible that is talking about kindness, I can say here that Paul has encouraged us to clothe ourselves or put on a heart of kindness in Colossians 3:12. And I quote this verse. It says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, and gentleness and patience." And if you look at all those, apart from the kindness, you know, that is here in the middle, those are elements of kindness, compassion, even humility and gentleness and patience can be very much, you know, attached to the idea of kindness. Now, God is telling us through the message that Paul brought to us that we should clothe ourselves. Imagine clothing ourselves with kindness wherever we are. The third one is that Solomon in Proverbs 3, verse 3, and in his wisdom, urges us not to let kindness and truth leave us, but we should bind them around our necks and write them in the tablet of our heart. Tablet, meaning we should let the kindness be inside us so that we shall be welling up nothing else but kindness. So the idea here is not to let kindness and truth to leave us. In other words, wherever we are and in whatever we do, we must let that kindness be in us all the time. And we should never let that kindness go away from us. The fourth one is the writer of Hebrews, who has told us not to neglect to show hospitality, okay, which is kindness, to strangers. And he says, because some have entertained angels without knowing it. And we know it, isn't it? Can you remember somebody who entertained angels without knowing? Abraham. Imagine Abraham was so generous, was full of hospitality. He was very kind. He saw guys who were walking, maybe they were hungry, and he decided, well, I must feed these people. And you can read in Genesis 18, 1 to 6, as we read, you know, a few minutes ago, how Abraham and Sarah really got busy to welcome the strangers that did, people they didn't know. Only later on to probably realize that they actually had entertained angels, the angels of God. Do you know by being kind you can entertain somebody you don't know at all, a stranger? Somebody that might be a servant of the Lord, or somebody who might be a blessing to you or a blessing to other people. Because, you know, that generosity, that kindness we are talking about, and hospitality, it is something that is godly to do. God wants us to be hospitable or kind to people. Even the people that we don't know, we need to be kind to them. Okay? And then the last one is that Solomon, in his wisdom, if you look at Proverbs 11, you know, verse 17, Solomon, in his wisdom, has said this. And listen to this, because this is very important. He says, and I'm quoting, "A man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself." And that is very true. I look in this country and I see people who don't really care about others. They just want to care about their stomachs. And therefore, they all the time want to get into bribes or even cheating or anything that will make them have money, not thinking about other people. But you know, now the scripture is telling us from Solomon's, you know, wisdom, that a man, and here when we say a man, we are including everybody, a man who is kind benefits himself. But a cruel man, and there are very many cruel men in this world, a cruel man hurts himself. That is what the Word of God says. I don't have time to go to many verses talking about kindness or hospitality. There is a lot from the Bible about kindness. But I will stop there. And I want to come to three biblical examples of people who are kind and generous. People who practiced hospitality. There are three. One of them is our Lord Jesus Christ. And is the one we are told to follow. He is the best example of being kind and generous. Because as we all know, he left his father's place in heaven to come here into this world because he loved you and loved me. That generosity, that kindness cannot be explained by any human being. And I like Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7, which puts it very well. Maybe I can quote. It says, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, and we know it, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. That is Jesus, God himself, coming down because he loved you and I. That is the greatest kindness you can talk about. And we go beyond the word kindness, we say that is the greatest love that we cannot even explain. The greatest generosity that we cannot explain. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, showed it to us when he came into the world to die for you and I and to give us eternal life. And today he wants you to respond to that kindness. Have you responded to that kindness and that love by giving yourself totally to him with thanksgiving for what he did for you and I? That is the best example to give about, kindness that we can talk about here. The second one is Abraham. Abraham, I've already mentioned. We know here in that passage that we have read, shows unusual hospitality to three visitors who finally were angels, through whom God brought the good news about Sarah getting a baby. Sarah was old. In fact, when the message was pronounced by the angels, well, a message of God through the angels, Sarah laughed. Hiya. I'm so old. I mean, she couldn't believe it. But you know what? Sarah got a baby later on, Isaac. And he came out of that hospitality, that kindness, that generosity to the people. Her husband and her did not know. Imagine just kindness of that kind. And from there was pronouncement about a baby coming to be born by a lady who is almost 100 years. And a baby came because God is able to do things that men are not able to do. In his own kindness and love, God is able to do all things, and especially things that are a blessing to all of us. So, even the Hebrew writer has put it very well. He says in Hebrew chapter 13, he has said, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing. That kindness can bring miracles in our lives Just as Solomon has said, that a man who is kind benefits himself. What is God telling us here? That when we are kind, we are blessed. And sometimes it's not kindness with big things. Small things. My wife was reminding me today that you can even give an example of it. Even a bottle of soda. And I say, yes, even a bottle of soda, even a sweet. Somebody may be really feeling, you know, needing something little like that. And if you can offer that, you know God is blessing you for that kindness. And you are blessing somebody. I will never forget many years back, I was not even married, although I knew my wife anyway. I went to preach somewhere, and I walked about 4 kilometers from the main road to the inside where there was a school. And there was rain, and it was so bad. And somebody, after preaching, gave me some soup and something to eat. I will never forget that kindness. And she was a British lady who had lived here in Kenya for many years as a missionary. So you can imagine she had this soup, the soups that we buy. Very nice. I have never tasted a soup like that. It was so good. And then some bread smeared very little with the bluebird. Wow, I will never forget that. And he was only doing a little thing, but to me, after 45 years, I'm still remembering that kindness. Yeah. Okay? Abraham was that kind of a kind person, and he blessed these people. Okay? The third example is the people of Malta Island. Paul and his company lands on the island, and it said in the scripture that it was raining and it was very cold. I guess it was winter. And these islanders, although the King James Version is calling them barbarians, I don't know why, but they were islanders, the people were very kind to Paul and his company. And we are told that they lit the fire to warm this group. Are you imagining the fire to warm these people when it was very, very cold and raining? Great generosity, great kindness, great hospitality, all those words. And God is calling us to do things like that to people, because first the scripture has already said you are blessed when you do that. You are blessing somebody else, but you are also blessed in doing that. So in my application, let me say this as I come to the end of the sermon. How should we follow examples from these three people? First, by showing kindness as they did. I don't know whether you can show the kindness that Jesus showed. It is too deep. It's too big. But at least the kindness that Abraham and the islanders showed, we can do it by the Spirit of God and show it to all the people. Your parents, I see here a lot of us are young people. I don't have any parents. I have one parent left. My mother-in-law is still there. Yes, I am supposed to show kindness to my mom-in-law. Show kindness to other people too. Show the kindness the generosity to parents. Parents, please show it to your children. And all of us, let's show it to our even extended families and people in the church, people in the place of work. Show them kindness. Kindness. And even people in the community. Even people on the road as you drive. This is where there's a big temptation. Especially when the matatos are coming and crossing. This morning when we were coming with my wife, because we took a long route because of this marathon. Somebody, as we come through down from our Yakiwe, somebody turns just at once where, you know, in on our lane and blocks the lane, and he's waiting there to cross on the other side at the wrong place. You know, it is very easy to come out and say, you are foolish. What are you doing? You know? Yeah. Just remain as a kind man who will pity that man. If possible, pray for that man, for that behavior. Kindness. How about, you know, when somebody, you are competing, somebody wants to go to the other side and they are trying to compete with you, and let them go. Let them go, don't go fighting. That's kindness. He is not kind himself. He's rough in driving, but be kind. Be kind, even on the road. Husbands and wives, oi. Husband, be kind to your wife. Wife, be kind to your husband. Don't do like one lady who was told, hey, mama so-and-so, bring us a cup of tea. And then she says with a loud voice, I guess you know where the kettle is, you can make tea. We have these things. Be kind. Kindness, like that one of our Lord Jesus Christ. That even when he was put on the cross, he never uttered anything that, you know, was abusive. He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Kindness, 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 kindness everywhere. May the Lord let us, help us follow the example of Jesus in showing kindness to all people that are around us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you, for indeed you have challenged us to show kindness and hospitality and generosity and all these elements that are associated to kindness. God, we pray that you help us to be kind. Give us your spirit, because we know one of the elements of the Holy Spirit, fruit of the Holy Spirit, is kindness. Give us your spirit to be able to be kind wherever we are. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.